Professor, the Gospel lesson which we have just heard at first glance, doesn't seem to need any explanation. Nevertheless, there is one point calling for explanation, namely this. When the ruler, the royal official, came to Jesus and besought him to come down and heal his son, how is it that he heard Jesus say, "Unless you see signs and wonders, you believe not"? The very fact that the ruler came and asked Jesus to heal his son is proof that he believed. After all, had he not believed Jesus to be the Savior, he would not have asked him to save his son. Yet, Jesus said, "Unless you see signs and wonders, you believe not." The royal official had not seen any signs, yet he believed. Now, consider more closely his prayer, and you will clearly understand wherein his faith was weak. He prayed to Jesus that he would come down and heal his son. He asked for the corporal, physical presence of him, who is spiritually present everywhere. He did not believe enough in Jesus, since he thought that his bodily presence was required for the healing of his son. Had his faith been perfect, he would doubtless have known that God is everywhere. His faith was, therefore, imperfect, for he attributed the virtue of healing not to Christ's majesty, but to his bodily presence. Thus, even while he was asking for his son's help, his faith was not yet sound. Jesus showed that he was able to give help by a single command. He who by a single act of his will had created all things. You faithful, before Jesus grants a miracle, he requires an act of faith, saying something like, "Do you believe I can do this?" So one of the reasons for performing miracles was to stimulate faith in the people. We see this at Cana and also in today's Gospel. However, when Jesus allowed St. Thomas to touch him after his resurrection from the dead, he prayed for those who believe even though they have not seen any miracles. Dear friends, sometimes we are tempted to say to Jesus, "If you do this, if you grant me this favor, I will believe you. I will believe in you. I will give up my sinful habits." Others pray for such things as to win, to not free, and acquire weapons of the Lord. Iraq, having so much money, could make them up, end up in hell. Therefore, any prayer for requests should always be conditional. That is provided, that is according to God's will, since He knows what is best for us. The life of the Catholic Church abounds in miracles if we only have eyes to see them, but unfortunately our eyes are too busy to see the essential focus on this being many out destroyed by pornography or liberty, harassed or destroyed by detraction and resentment. The life of the Catholic Church abounds in miracles if only we have eyes, we would have eyes to see them. Miracles have also signs or symbols of what God does invisibly in the souls and hearts of individual people. If I put today, our prayer should be that of the man